Okay, let's get started with Chulin Daf Tzadi Tes, Chulin 99, and we will start with the second to last line on Tzadi Ches Amebe. So we are into the major sugyas of Yeridea. Yesterday we discussed laws of Bittel, laws of Min Bamino, Min Mishaino Mino, Shishim, Rove, a lot to discuss. And again, we discussed the principle of Ein Mevat Linus L'Chachil. I didn't mention, we mentioned the Shita, the Ravid against the other Rishonim, the Ravid holding that Ein Mevat Linus L'Chachil is an Isser D'Oraisa, based on Kabbalah, based on Halacha, but either way, his big raya was yesterday's line where the Gemara said Zeu Heter Abba Mechal Isser, because this is a Chiddush, because usually Eim Avat Lenus Lachanchila, and here by Zroa B'Sheila, the way the Torah commands us to cook the Zroa with the rest of the aisle, so doesn't that show that here Eim Avat Len, but here Mevat Len, but generally Eim Avat Len. That was the Ravid's raya, and most Rishonim argued with that. There is, though, one should be aware that there's an Avni Miluim, one of the Chuvas of the Ksos, in the back of the Avni Miluim discusses that it could be that even if we say Ein Mevatlin generally is an Issur D'Rabbanan, when it comes to Truma, then we might say Ein Mevatlin is an Issur D'Oraisa. Because by Truma, there's a special mitzvah of being Shomer on the Truma, Mishmeres Trumosai, and because of that mitzvah saseh of Shmira, so then if I Mevatel it, that's a violation of that Shmira. So that could be a din d'oraisa, to be a Mevatel Truma. Tevatel Isurim, there's no special din of Shmira by Isurim, but, meaning in the positive sense, so even if Rishonim hold that when it comes to other Isurim, or all Isurim, Eim Avatlan is an Isser D'Rabbanan, it could be by Truma, it is an Isser D'Oraisa, because Truma, one has to be Shomer on. It reminds us a little bit, if you remember, the principle of Shmira was discussed in the beginning of the Masechta, way back on the Ramban, in the beginning of the Masechta, where he talks about how Shmira means guarding something from not even getting into the state of Suffolk. Right, that's the idea of Shmira. Right, if I do something, I'm not sure if I did it, that's one level, but if I guard something and I don't even let it to the get of Suffolk, the rest of the Ramban, way back, if you remember Adav Beis, right, 97 daf ago, says the Ramban, back on Adav Beis, V'ikamad v'tareis, he's asking Akasha about, remember those cases of Nemanis, if somebody shechted, and if somebody was Tameh, and he says, I didn't touch it, and whether you believe him or not, so the Ramban quotes there, Tiva de Shachet command the Vade Nagadami, Ilo Amar Barili, Valesa, Elishena Kushia Klum, to be Mugdashin Bechihai Gavna, Lav Besafik Tuma Daininan, to Haba Yishimur, Dixiv Mishmeres Trumosai. He quotes that same pasuk that the Ksos uses for Kachim. Trumosai is talking about Kachim, according to the Ramban. Elitzarashi Barilo Shehain Tahorin. It can't just be that it's not Vadai Tameh, it has to be, it is Vadai Tahar. V'im lav aser lahakrivan. And if not, it is aser to be makar. Boy, the Ritva's lush in there. O tirtsu, the shiny suffix, the gabi shmiras kachim, the kivan, the boy lemevid, behu shimur, v'yafilu hesachadas posel bohem, lo sharinan behu suffix shimur. V'chein tirtsu ramban, v'chein ikar. Right, so that's an idea of positive shmiras. That's also what's mentioned by the Avnei Miluim, that when it comes to truma, ein mevat lenus l'chachilo could be an isser d'oraisa, even if I hold generally that it is an isser d'rabbanan. The other point just I wanted to mention that I didn't get to is the Ran in Nedarim uses Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to get the psak today, but just to introduce the psak, the Ran uses Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino lo batel regarding something that even we paskin. Right? Remember, so we're in the middle of a question. Right? We're up to the answer number two. The question was that we have the drasha of Zehu limute something. Zehu by Zera B'Sheila. So Abaya's answer was that maybe it's within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda who holds min b'mino is not batel. Kamash malan here that it is batel. That was answer number one. Rava is going to have a second answer. Let's just read the second answer and then maybe we'll talk a little more about it. Second to last line. Rava amar lo nitzrcha ela latam ki'ikr. Dibakad shim asur. Kamash malan dahacha shari. So what is that? Says Rava. Really, the chiddush is about tam ki'ikr, where the taste is like the whole item. What does that mean? Rava also, according to Rabbi Yishonim, is talking within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'mino is not batel. But Abaya was mechadesh that min b'mino lo batel even applies to tam, according to Yehuda. Not only does Rabbi Yehuda say min b'mino is not batel when it comes to ikr, mamashes, but he would say even by tam, min b'mino lo batel, that is what Abaya would hold, and that's what Rava is being mechadesh. No, he only says it by mamasho, with the whole, the item is there and it got crushed or now dissolved in the mixture. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is not batel. But when it comes to just tam, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree min b'mino is batel, except by kachim. Rava says by kachim, so that even Rabbi Yehuda would say tam is min b'mino lo batel by general kachim, and that's the chiddush here by the Zerah B'Sheila, min b'mino, even tam min b'mino is batel, unlike other kachim, like chulin. So that is the machlokas between Abaya and Rava, according to many Rishonim. How far does Rabbi Yehuda go? Min b'mino, not batel, is that only by mamashus, that's Rava, or is it even by just tam, and that is Abaya, and then according to that, Rava would say, that's the chiddush by Zerah B'Sheila, that this kachim is different. By kachim, even if by generally chulin, tam is not min b'mino la batil, but by kachim it is, and that's what here, kamash malan, tahachashari. That's the chiddush of the Torah. By Zerah B'Sheila, it's different than other kachim. We would say tam is batel in the mixture. Good. So, before we get into Tam Ke'ikr, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right, Min B'mino Lobato, do we passing like that? That is a machlokas Rishonim. Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'mino is not Bato, but many Rishonim do not. But the Ran uses Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if you remember, to explain something that we do hold of, and that's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. The question is, why is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin not batel, asked the Ran, right? You would think that on a daraisa level, something is asr now, so what? That is going to become mutter in a week from now. It should be batel, right? So why is that an exception to the rule, right? There are many exceptions, pashas midirabanan. Birya, chaticha ruilis kabed, davar she roi limnos, different discussions in the Chazal and in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So the Ran discusses davar sheish lamatirin on daf nun beis aman aleph. Why is something that's going to be mutter not batel, right? And beitza shenol de biyantif. So davar sheish lamatirin. So discussed at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, why do we say it's not batel? So Rashi there says at the beginning of Beitza, maybe the pshuto shel mikra atcha tachlenu beisser tachlenu beheter. You might as well wait. Why rely on bittul? Just might as well wait. Again, relying on bittul, me'ikar adin, you have to. There's a pischei tshuva in Yerodea which says if somebody does not rely on bittul, chayshina shemi apikarasu. Chayshina, then maybe he's not apikaras. Why? Because this is a drushes chazal. Achrei rabim lahatos. You have to rely on bittul. But that's only if bittul already happened and there's no other choice. But if bittul has happened, but tomorrow you'll be able to eat it even without bittul, so then things are different. Why are things different? So Rashi says, because you might as well wait. The Ran here gives a very different shot, if you remember, based on Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino. Says the Ran, right here, in the context of a larger sugya, the Gemara there talks about Rabbi Yehuda, says the Ran, v'kachnei early v'taymo shel davar, v'chazina l'rabbanan v'Rabbi Yehuda defligo b'min b'mino, v'batali lo, v'yamrina b'perak ha'komets rabba, and we say in Menachas, d'shneihem mikra echa darshu. We know Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim darshu in the same pasuk, as our Gemara quoted yesterday, v'lokach midam ha'par u'midam ha'sa'ir. We take from the dam, sha'af al-pi shedamo shel par meruba, kari le'dam ha'sa'ir. As we mentioned yesterday, even though the cow has a lot more blood in the mixture, we still call it blood of the cow and the blood of the goat. What do you mean the blood of the goat is batel? So small. Alma, lo batel. V'ksavar, Rabbi Yehuda, the blood of the goat is not batel. So why is that? Is that dam is not mevatel dam? Or is it min b'mino is not batel? And the latter is Rabbi Yehuda. V'ksavar, Rabbi Yehuda, dahino time, mishum, de min b'mino lo batel. Lefisha kol davar, here's the key line. Lefisha kol davar, shehu dome lechavero, eino machlisho umevatlo, ela ma'amido umechazko. Right, anything that is similar to its friend does not weaken or nullify its friend, but strengthens it and gives it gives it foundation. Umikrim hachi, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds bekulu isuri min b'mino lo batel, because they're like, and if they're like, then they support each other. Verabana lo mashmulu hachi to mikomakom min b'mino to iser v'heter ein domin zelazeh. Even if it's been b'mino, but one's aser, one's mutter, those are different worlds, say the Rabbanan. Different halachic world. Don't just go by min b'mino physical. The Rabbanan say you go by spiritual halachic worlds. One's aser, one's mutter. Those are very different, even if they're the same physical item. Kivan chachad aser v'chad shari. Ein roi leilich achar dimyonan be'etzem. Echla achar chilukan ve'iser v'heter. That's the key line of this idea, Elohainu Taima, the Dam Hapar, Einam Avato Dama Sa'ir, Mishum Tekiva, the Shneim Olin, Klomar, Shekshirim Lazrika, Einam Avatlan Zezze. Since they're, both Olin, they're not Mavato, Tehi Hechi, and now here, Tehi Hechi, to Rabbi Yehuda, Azal Achar Dimyonan Be'etzem, Azal Rabban Achar Dimyonan Beheter. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, Minu is not Batal. The Rabbanan say you go by halachic definitions. Ah, by halachic definitions, Davar Sheish Lamatirin, has a tzad heter to it, even though right now it's usser. So that's close enough to be nechshav somewhat heter, and therefore heter beheter, dovash yesh lamatirin, an isser, that's yesh lamatirin, that falls into heter, is not batal. Kol shechiluk and bisser beheter, afilim min b'mino batal, davalim min b'shein amino. U'mishem hachi amrina, dovash yesh lamatirin, natu rabbanon, mishem chumra l'derab Yehuda. The Rabbanon used Rabbi Yehuda's logic. Tekivan she'ein davar zeh chalak min ha'heter legamrei be'iser v'heter, sharei af hu sofo lios niter kamahu, amrinan she'eino batel b'mino. So we say that. Tihachi avi dami tuba, chad, and he quotes other svaras as well. That's an important Ran. Again, it comes up every couple of months here in Dafyomi land. So it's important to remember the Ran in Nedarim, Nun Beis Amid Aleph. Nun Beis Amid Aleph in Meseches Nedar. So, back to Rava. So Rava said, Tam ki Iker. Rava says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel is only by Iker. But by Tam, it's batel in Chulin. It's not batel in Kadshim, but it is batel in Zroa b'Shela. So that is what we use. So Tam ki Iker, as we know, is one of the major sugyas here in the seventh parak of Chulin. First, the machlokas Rishonim, whether that principle is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan. Rov Rishonim assumes a din d'araisa. Learned out from Sukkim elsewhere, Rashi holds that it's Durabanan. Rashi holds a Din Durabanan based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Rashi quotes it here. Rashi quotes Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin. Kol shetamo v'lo mamasho, ein loken alav. The Gemara says, if it's tam and it's not mamashus, it's not the item, so then you don't get malchus for it. Why don't you get malchus? Rashi says, because it's a Din Durabanan. If you just have the tam of an item, tam of nevela, tam of anything, that's goes into an item, so it's aser, but it's only aser mi derabana, based on that gemara. And you have to read all the other gemaras that sound like daraisa in light of that gemara in Avodah Zarah on daf samach zayin. That's Rashi. Go up at three lines. Verava lesle tam keiker b'chulin kedem afarish v'asil, as we explained, mi daraisa veruba batal ela mi derabanan. Right, it's midrabanan hakanami, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say within Rava, right, we just say min b'mino only applies to mamashus, but by tam it's batel. So Rashi says that's because it's drabanan. Hakanami shamina le Rabbi Yochanan. He quotes the Rabbi Yochanan in Avodah Zarah. V'hadi alfinan la bepsachim inazir mishras li tintam ke ikar. Ah, you look in psachim. It sounds like you learned it out from sukkim. Svira lehu amorai basroi da smachta ba'almahu. V'la melefu. The other achronim assume that it's an asmachta. It's not a real din d'araisa. Tahamilu nazir v'guli of the kachavim beis k'suvan abon ke'echad. Inami, right there, they're specifically mudim. Nazir and by the treifus of Akum. Inami guli of the kachavim chidushu k'darmina hasam u'mishos latem and sarfla iser. Other ways to understand the limud. But that is Shitas Rashi about Tam Ke'ikar. Rov Rishonim, the Rashba here, says, of course not. The Rashba says, Tam ki Iker is Daraisa. Rov Rishonim say that Tam ki Iker is Daraisa. And therefore, what do you do with the Gemara in Psachim? No, there are many reasons that something can be Daraisa and you don't get Malkus for it. Right? Time of Lo Mamasho ain't Lokin Alav. That doesn't mean it's Durabanan. There are many examples of Isurim Daraisa that one does not get Malkus on. The Rashba doesn't quote any, but I'll just throw in. Bal Tashchis, according to the Rambam, not having to do with trees. Destructive activity. The Rambam says you get Malkus for trees. But everything else is Asur, and you get Malkus Mardus. So does that mean it's Durabanan? Many assume no. it's daraisa, just, you know, maybe for technical reasons, you're not going to get malchus. It's not mefurish bekra, whatever the pasuk is. We spoke about recently, a couple of weeks ago also, havas chulin ba'azara, according to the Rambam. The Rambam's examples are bringing in fruit and bringing in other items, meat. So is that because only those items or any other items? Any other items are makas mardus. Makas mardus, does that mean it's only daraisa? According to the Rambam, something that's roi l'skabo b'fnim? Or some say that it could be daraisa, even if it's not malchus daraisa. There are many reasons. Lav sheva maisa, lav anita glase. All of those are usher daraisa without malchus for various reasons. So a bitalase doesn't get any punishment. Right, besides for two, and that's daraisa. So just because the Rambam because Rabbi Yochanan says ain lokan alav doesn't mean that it's the Rabbanan. And the Rashba here quotes many different pshatim and has some suggestions. He quotes Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yitzchak, lav mishum delesem daraisa el Rabbi Yochanan kari kiva svirale to yolav tam keker migule akum vize lav haba mechlalase to haviru beish ksiv v'lav leka. It's based on an Isser Aseh, not a Mufurish Aseh. But of course it is going to be Daraisa. And then he quotes other days that have this. But either way, that is one Machlokas to be aware of, about Tom Kiker being Daraisa or Drabana. Anafkamina would be Suffolk, right? If you have Suffolk Tom Kiker. Right, so then would you be Mekel or Machmir, right? By Suffolk, Daraisa Lechumra, as we know, Suffolk, Drabana, Lukula. That is one issue that comes up. The other issue that comes up, in the sugya of Tam Ki Iker, is the sugya of Heter Nehefach Le'Isra. If you look on Rabbeinu Tam, here in the Rush, in Simon Lamed Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam quotes that if something, something Heter has the taste of Isser in it, so it's Tam Ki Iker, how much of that do I have to eat to get Malchus? How much of that do I have to eat to violate the Issa Daraisa? So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, let me just find it. Rabbeinu Tam says that even Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam ki Iker min b'sheino mino da'araisa, the kiven shenosan iser Tam beheter nehefach kulo lios iser v'lokin alav b'kezayis ki'ilu hayakulo iser. If I eat a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras of the mixture of Tam ki Iker, I'm going to get malchus for that. That's all aser. He quotes even Lakula and Lachumra. You go after Lakula too, Rabbeinu Tam says. Right? It might be Nehefach. If something tastes like wheat, so then even if Rove of it is rice flour, but if it tastes like wheat flour, I could use it for matzah. So even Lakula, you would say Tam Ki Iker. So says Rabbeinu Tam. V'chulu. And then he quotes to Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yenu Chaim Piresh, to Ayri Shaper, Mimbashin Omino, V'taimu Mamosho Kari, Kesheish Kezayas V'chlei Achilas Pras. Do'az Havei Kemo Mamosho Shel Isser. Kima Di'ish Kolkach Mene Isser, Shebetoch Achilas Pras, Ochal Kezayas, Na'ase Kulo Isser. V'yochal Meno Kezayas Lokem. Not like Rabbi Yenu Tam. Because you have to have Mamosho. V'taimu V'lo Mamosho, Hainu Hecha Deleka Kezayas V'chlei Achilas Pras. If you don't have a kezayis of the iser v'chdei achilas pras, ava bishenas an iser tam beheter in logan alav. The ava got the tam yeker yafine mikra mistaver lomar. This is Rabbeinu Chaim talking. Balei atosvus dolechmira Torah benesinas tam shel iser beheter lahovcho leiser kisha heter kolkach yoser ala iser shemaya ha iser ba'en v'nikar b'doch heter below nesinas tam lohaya loke alav. Okay, meaning if you have a kezayis v'chdei achilas pras, so that's hofech the whole thing into Isser, not any less than that. Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim, Kohen. So that Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam says, if I don't have it, right? The language Rabbeinu Tam was, right? Even if the Isser was put into the Heter, so then you're Lokin Kizayis, as if it is Kulo. So Rabbeinu Chaim says only if it has Kizayis B'chlei Achilas Pras. So that might relate to the Lundish question of how does Tam Ki Iker work? Is Tam Ki Iker, this is a discussion of Reb Chaim in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos, and the Lech HaTov, in Simin Gimel. What does Tam Ki Iker work? Tam Ki Iker, is that the same Isser as it always was? It's just the Tam of it is also Usser? Meaning, Bittul does not take place. Tam Ki Iker means it's not Bittul, prevents Bittul from taking place. So Tam Ki Iker of Nevela is Nevela. Tam Ki Iker, we had yesterday the discussions of Lifnei Iver and Khatzi Shir, so put this on the list too. Right? Tam Ki Iker, Is tam ke'ikr part and parcel of the iser itself? Even if you only have the tam, it's still asur mishum, the item itself. Or do we say no? Bittul took place. Tam ke'ikr is an iser chadash. Mr. Chadash, that were Machadesh, based on Psukim, that Bittul took place, it's Batel. This is a new Isser called Tam. And then you might say it's an Isser Klali. The Tam of any Isser is equal. Doesn't matter what type of Isser it is. So that is a discussion in the Achronim. Right, I'll read it from the Lech HaTov this time. He says, Yesh beiz biurim, da'al yedei hargashas atam nechshav ha'etzem l'nikar, v'yalkein etzem ha'isser eino batal v'oser. Number two, da'atam atzmo havi isser v'gzeres ha'kasavu. Gzeres ha'kasav, right? V'nafgamina l'hecha shlo nivla rak tam levad, v'ein etzem ho'lechimo im aser umutter. So he quotes Kedaka Bakodesh, 10 pages. Just read the first two. Which is fascinating, because this is classic of Yosef Engel, taking sources from all over Shas that seem to have nothing to do with us, or he puts it together, and then we say, oh, yeah, it does, that fits. I'll just give you two examples. First, he quotes from Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa, right, where we get a sugya also, that's going to come up later on, and Psachim, Daf Ayin Vav, whether just the steam of an item, Recha, is, Recha and Zeya are different, right? Zeya might be the moist steam, and Recha is just, you know, in the oven. Whether Recha Milsa or Recha La Milsa, right? We pass in Recha Milsa Lachadchila, and Recha La Milsa B'dieven. That's a machlokes, Rav and Levi. It says maybe they're arguing about this. Itam Lavado Oser Kishain Etzem Imo. Dezeo Reach Nirlafiyane Estaiti, Turak Tam Lavad, Vein Etzem Holichimo. If it's just Reach. Right, the Isser is not going with the Reach. The Reach is just the Reach. So is that Asur or not? So he quotes many, but let's quote the first two. Shabbos Samach Beis. Shabbos Samach Beis. What's Shabbos Samach Beis? Nothing to do with us. Right? The Gemara talks about the Malacha of Hotza'a there. If a woman is wearing a type of a jewelry, like an amulet on her neck, like a necklace, and there's some spices inside of it to make it smell good. So you let her wear that out on Shabbos without an Erev? Is that a Masui, or is that a tachshit? Tachshitim are allowed to be worn, but a masui is not. So that is a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer, lotetzi isha b'mafteach shebiyadu v'myatzachai v'schatas v'meir. Rabbi Eliezer poter. B'koveles u'b'tzlochas shel palyotin. So what about wearing this type of amulet? So mandakar shmei. Chisur mechzer v'achitani. V'chein koveles v'chein tzlochas shel palyotin lotetzi v'myatzachai v'schatas. Divir b'meir. The mayor says if she wears it, it's a masui. Right? It's not a tachshit. Rabbi Eliezer, poter, b'kovelas b'zolochas shel payotin. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a tachshit. It's okay, she can wear it. Ba'med v'ramamurim k'sheish b'ambosim. That's only if it has the spice, the perfume inside. So then it's called a tachshit. Aval ein b'ambosim chayeves. But if it's empty, then it's chayeves. If it's empty, it's chayeves, even though it still smells like it. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, hey, even if it still smells like it, you have the scent, which is like the tam, right? He compares those two. So you see, it's not ke'ikr, right? Because if the ikr was in there, then the kli is tuffel to the ikr, as the Gemara continues to explain. Hamosi ochlin pachos b'kashir b'kli chayiv, and you have the shir, then it's going to be pater, because it's considered carrying the spices. So here, for example, if you carry the spice, then it's pater. If you don't carry any spice, it's empty, but it still smells like it, it's going to be chayiv. Oh, so you see, Tom, that's an example of Tom not being exactly the same, and it's a Dover Mechudash. Unbelievable, quoting this from there. And the other one to mention is Baba Kama Memches. Baba Kama Memches. What's the Gemara Baba Kama Memches? I have a bore filled with water, and your ox falls in. Your ox falls in and ruins my bore. Ruins the water. It's disgusting now, the water. So the question is, are you Chayev? Is the Baal HaBar Chayiv for the Tashlumei Mayim? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shehivish migufo. He's Chayiv if the body of the animal was so disgusting and dirty that it directly ruined the water by falling in. Aval hivish me recho putter. But if it's not the body, it just smelled. The cow smelled so badly, and that smell ruined the water, so then putter. My taima, grama ba'almahu, grama ba'almalo mechayev. That's indirect. Umuchrach mizeh, as he always says. It's muchrach. De bereach hadavar ein bo klal v'klal me'atzmuso shal davar. De imlo kein, afilu bo huvash, rak me'recho, gamkein ha'irayshe yuchshav huvash migufo. v'doketev, right? It must be that it came directly, even just the scent, the smell of the animal, right? So the smell is like the tam, we're comparing those two, so therefore it should be, that should be the issue. He says that maybe this is gufa the machlokas, Rav and Levi, whether recha milsa, recha la milsa, whether recha is just recha, and therefore maybe la milsa or recha milsa, that's saying, because it is like tam ke'ikar. Those are the two. He has 6 pages on this. Feel free to look. And then he discusses, maybe you only have it in the world of achila, and maybe laws of tumah are different. Okay, but that is the Lundish question about Tom Kicker. So that might relate to the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Chaim Cohen, also about Nefach Leheter or Nefach Leisser or not. Okay, let's continue. So Rava says that Zroa B'Shela is an exception to the rule. That's what the Limud is telling us, that even by other Kachim, we say Tom Ke'ikr, in terms of min b'mino lo batel, but in Zroa B'Shela, it's going to be batel. Why? Because of other sources. That's why we say that in general it's usser, and by Zroa B'Shela, it's mutter. V'ligmar minei, so why don't we learn to be it to other kachim, to other, even other cases of kachim, should be batel for tam min b'mino. V'ligmar minei, goli rachmana gabe chatas. No, because it says by karban chatas, kol asheyiga bivsara yikdash. Lihios kamoa. We know anything that touches a carbon becomes like that carbon. There's a blia in the carbon. Obviously, not too cold carbonus, but with this blia, with this hot. Rashi hanogea ba ubala mimena. So anything that touches it, yikdash will be sanctified. Lihios kamoa shimpsula tipasel. If it is pasul, if the carbon that touches it is pasul, so that will become pasul. And vimkshera teyachel kachamer shiva. And if it's kosher, then it has to be eaten like the chamor of what it was touched. Meaning if a shlamim touched a chatas, Rashi, right? Vim ksheira he toli achol zuka chamer, sheba chatas, shafilu ain shlamim, asur on leachel al zirchekun, if a shlamim touched a chatas, so even though shlamim, usually you get to eat it day, night, day, if it touched a chatas, it's just day, night. Right? You have to finish it then, and it's only by zichrei kahuna, and it's only in the azara, all of the chumers of kache kachim. That's the halacha. So what do you see from there? So you see, tam is ke'ikr. Right, so that's the rule for all other kachim. Zera b'sheila says dafka there, tam is batel. But here, when it comes to chatos, you see tam is keikir and it is not batel, and that is why the Gemara says that is the rule for kachim. Tosas quotes another suggestion, not just what Rashi says. Today's shlamim and today's chatos. Tosas in Dibur Maskil Teachel. Tosas says Rabbi Chananel Garis Teachel kachamur shebahen. He should eat it like the chomer amongst them. Mashma dika chumra bishlamim deleka b'chatas. Sounds like there's a chumra on both sides. Right? The example that Rashi gives, that a chatas and a shlamim touch each other, so what's the chumra of shlamim? You have to be machmir from both sides? There's no chumra of shlamim. But the Rabbi Chananel says, it sounds like there's a chumra from both sides. Oh, so he says, what's the case? Yesterday shlamim, and today's chatas. Kegon shebishel shlamim de esmol bikedera de chatas hayom de ramina nalayo chumra de chatas lesser lizarim lenashim v'lavadim. It's the chumra of chatas to aser it to all non-male kohanim. For chumra de shlamim you only have until the night, day night day. De chumra de shlamim sheina chalam el adalayla v'chatas shel hayom zvanachila sa'ad lamachar. So therefore, there's a chumra of shlamim in that case. So just an ukimta to say how it is aser. Mishum both sides. Umay chazis da garmin and mehech ligmar mihai. So why is it that you have two sources? You have Zera B'Shela, which says tells you to be mekel, and you have the case of chatas, which tells you to be machmir. So why do we learn it out from the chatas and not from the Zera B'Shela? Chiddushu umi chiddush lo garminan. As we said, no, Zera B'Shela is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? As we mentioned, to be mevata lisur lachadchila, you let it be do bitul lachadchila, and you don't learn from a chiddush. It's davar hasoser. It's a klal, and therefore you can't learn from a chiddush. Ihachi lemeya v'shishim nami lo ligmar. Okay, so we brought this whole source of Zera B'Shela to tell me that there's a machlokes tanoim about what is the normal source for, what is this normal shear for bittel? Shishim or meya. So if you can't learn from Zera B'Shela because it's a chiddush, how could you learn anything from Zera B'Shela? How could you learn even shishim and meya? So, atu anan lakula kagamrinan lakula kagamrinan. Are we learning lakula? No, we're just using that lachumra. Lachumra, you can learn even from a chiddush. Right, so it's lachumra. Demi daraisa baruba batal. Because on a daraisa level, Rov is batal by Rov, and therefore you could add Shishim and Meah in that case. 2 points. One, if you look in the Biurei Chasidus L'Shas here, Biurei Chasidus L'Shas, it quotes from the Tiferes Shlomo, right? Kol Hashiyiga B'Vsara Yikdash Lios Kamoha Mesaprim Al Reb Chaim Chaydukol Mehamdura, the Baal Chaim V'Chesed. Okay, one of the Rebbes. Ki Terem Shishchaber L'Magani Mezrich, before he came to learn by the Mezricher. Avad Harbe Al Nafsho Tainios V'Sigufim V'Neir Elaf Leilos. He worked on himself with fasting and Sigufim. He was up 1,000 nights. Shasak B'Hamat Torah. Right, there was Osik B'Torah. U'Bechal Zos, he didn't feel Shlemus HaNefesh. He did it after 1,000 nights of being up and being Osepis. Vodadus. Achis Chaber Mamagin, until he connected himself to the Magin of Mezrich. Once he connected to the Magin, then he felt it. Why? Ki tam ki iker. Hatam shatzadik machnis bavodaso hakadosha shel haadam zeu iker. Yikdash lihios kamoha. Right? The tam goes in, and then it's sanctified to be like the tzadik ki hu ola yachad im aliyosav shel tzadik adar. Fascinating. Drush, tam ki iker, but one can say that also in halachic terms, and like using Gemara language and not just drush, and that is gadol shimusha yosem ilimuda, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, right? Being with tzaddikim is even greater than just learning from tzaddikim, just watching their sichas chulin and being near them, right? Gadol shimusha yoser milimuda, that is something that is learned. Good. So the Gemara said that were it not for the chiddush, then we will be able to learn from it. Meaning, we can learn from various areas of halacha. This is all within kutshim. But we know sometimes we could even learn from, you know, outside of kutshim, totally different areas of halacha. Because that's the principle. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin uses the lashon, kol haTorah kula inyan echad. The context of the Sanhedrin, of the Tosefta, is if two people come to ask a question. One asks something, right, it's the day before, a week before Tisha B'Av. One asks something about Tisha B'Av, and one asks something about Sukkos. Right, so if they come at the same time, the Rav should answer the one that asked about Tisha B'Av, because that's Shoel Ke'inyan, right? Shoel Ke'inyan, and there's a Machlokas Tanoim there. And what about the other one? So the other one opinion says, well, he has to apologize and say Shelo Ke'inyan Sha'alti. And I think it was Rabbi Meir who says, no, he doesn't have to apologize. Why? Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is one Inyan. Right? All of Torah is called one Inyan. Rav Shechter likes to quote the example. How do you know that you have to shake the Dal and mean him up straight up? Like they grow, because of Atei Shitim Omdim, the Gemara says in Sukkah. What did the Krushi HaMishkan have to do with shaking a lulav and esrog? Right, what, that's two totally different areas. The answer is Kula Torah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is a unit, and as long as there's no Chiddush means Dabar HaSos or HaSaklal, so that undermines the idea of learning one to the other. But, you know, other than that, one can learn one from the other. Yes, there are categories within, right? The Gemara sometimes says, Isua mamonami isura lo yalfinan, mamonami knasa lo yalfinan, right? Bituma. So there are categories within, but still, there is a general concept of kol haTorah kula inyan echad, which allows us to have drashos once one place to another place. Right? Torah aniyim ibakam echad, ashir b'makam achir. That type of principle fits as well. Number three, Ravina Amar, third answer to what is the Zehu by the Zerah B'Sheila says, this is mutter, something else is aser. So Abaya said, oh, it's min b'mino. Rava says, oh, it's batam ki iker. Ravina says, Amar, lo nitzrocha el lamakam chetech, as we had earlier, in the context of a fetus sticking out the paw, the leg before it is shechted. So we said there that if it sticks it out, versus if it takes it back in, there's a difference. Not only the limb might be usur, but what about the spot of attachment? Right? So how careful do you have to be? Is the spot of attachment usur too? So that's what's talking about here. Don't remember, makam chetach ba'alma usur v'hachashari. Usually the makam chetach is usur. The place of attachment where it was on its way out of the feet, of the uterus, of the mother, animal. So then that's going to be usur, but here, Zerah B'Sheila is going to be mutter, where it's still attached. Again, assuming like those tanam, let's say, it is still attached when it is cooked. Period. Yosef Rav Dimi, v'kamar la ha-shmaitza. Rav Dimi said over the shmaitza, the statement of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, who says that the different opinions learn Shishim and Meyah from this pasuk. Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak was on the bottom of Tzadik Chesam and Aleph, going all the way back there. He was the one that brought all of this in. All these Rishon Shabbat Torah are B'Meyah, he learned that, and they, or Shishim, and they learn it from this context. So Amar Lei. So Rav Dimi said this over. So Amar Lei Abaye v'chol Yisurin Shabbatorah b'meya. Can it be that all Yisurin Shabbatorah are b'meya? Is there a shita that says that? It has to be 100. Vatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Arla, Lama Amru, Kala Machame Samatabel Madabeya, Lahachmir Min Bemino. The Mishnah makes titles and then explains it. Right? When do we say mechametz? If you leaven, use something that's usher for a leavening agent. V'hametavel, or you spice it. V'hametameya, you put truma in. Lahachmir min bemino. Where it's always lachumra, that's my min bemino. Lahakel ulahachmir min b'she'eno mino. By lahakel and lahachmir, right? Sometimes this, sometimes that. So that's by min b'she'eno mino. So viktani seifa. So what exactly does this mean? The seifa, the next Mishnah says as follows. Lahakel ulahachmir min b'she'eno mino ketzad. What's that case? Grease in Shinis Bashlum Adashim. If somebody has truma beans that were cooked with chulin lentils, right? Different. It's min b'she'eno mino. Truma beans and chulin lentils. Im yesh b'menosein tam. If there's taste of the grease in the adashim, meaning the truma was nosein tam. Bein yesh b'hem lahalos b'meyeva echad. Bein she'en b'hem lahalos b'meyeva echad. Aser. If you can taste it, doesn't matter how much is in there. That's an usher, but no Saint Tom. Meaning usher for Yisrael, but no Saint Tom. Meaning if it's strong greasing, then even if it's 100, but remember, because we said it's all about no Saint Tom. Ain Bahem no Saint Tom, if there is, it's not no Saint Tom. Bain Sheyesh Bahem Lahalos Bameva Echad, Bain Sheyelem Bahalos Bameva Echad Mutter. Right? If there's no Nisinas Tom, then whether you have 100 or not, it's Mutter. It's Mutter. Right? As Rashi says here, because you need Shishim, I'm sorry, you need Mea, right, for truma, right, that is, that's by, when there is ba'en, right, Rashi points out, right, hecha dechi be'inan echad umeya hecha disra be'ena, chitim bechitim, davar shalom is bashal. Avalecha de lesa be'en, lo be'ina mecha me'e, just go by tam. So therefore you see it's a chumra and a kula, meaning if there's taste, min b'shein amino, then it's always aser. If there's no taste, then even if it's less than that shear, then it's going to be mutter. So says the Gemara, Ein by, now we're going to be medayik from this Mishnah. Ein by lahalos b'meyav echad, ela b'may, la b'shishim. What does that line mean? If it has enough to be mala b'meyav echad or not? What's the or not? What other shear might be referring to? So l'chara we're talking about shishim. Right? What other shear is there? Ela b'may, la b'shishim. Isn't it talking about whether it has 101 or it has 60? So Gemara says, no, lo b'meyav. Maybe it's talking about 100. And it says, if it doesn't have 101, of heter, but only has 100 of heter. The Gemara says, "Hami de reisha v'me'avi seifa b'shishim." No, the reisha's shear is 100, so the seifa must be talking about shishim. Diktani reisha, because look at the first part of the Mishnah that we didn't quote yet, the middle part. Lahachmir min b'mino ketzad. What's the case that min b'mino is always lachomra? Remember, min b'mino doesn't have taste, right? Because it's the same taste. Well, we're assuming that now. There is a machlokas, the Ramah, the Shach, but we're assuming you define min b'mino by taste here. So, ketzad, se'or shel chitim shenafal nafalisas chitim, you have chitim that fell, asr chitim that fell into mutar chitim, v'yesh bo'o kedei l'chametz, and it's enough to leaven the se'or, the leavening agent, the sourdough, is enough to leaven the mixture. Bein she'yesh bo'o kedei l'halos b'meyav echad, bein she'ein bo'o kedei l'halos b'meyav echad, asr. Whether it has 101 or not, it's asr. Ain bo lahalos may have echad. If it doesn't have 101, bein sheish bo kedei lachametz, bein sheein bo kedei lachametz aser. So if it does not have 101, then it's always aser. So reisha v'seifa b'meya, right? What's the chil? The reisha is min b'mino. The second reisha is min b'shein omino. If you're telling me the shear is both 100, then what's the difference between the two of them according to this pshat? So that can't be. So the Gemara says, lo, no, reisha b'meya v'chad v'seifa b'meya. No, the min b'mino is more chomer because that's by you need 101 of heter to be mevatel the iser one. The seifa b'meya, and seifa is only 100. That's the difference between mimimino and mimishein amino. According to that deya, that doesn't believe in shishim. Believes in 100, so this mishnah is 101 and 100. V'chiyesh bo kedei l'chameis b'meya v'chad amai lo batel. Says Rashi, one second, what does that mean? If there's enough l'chameis in 101, is there such a thing that you would still see and feel its effects? If there's 101 to be mevatelit, ishtik. So he was quiet. He felt that, yeah, you're right. Maybe my pshat is doesn't work. Because there's nothing out there that wouldn't be batel in 101. Amar Lei. So he continued and says, but wait, I have a suggestion for you. Amar Lei, dilma shani sar dechimutz akasha. Maybe sourdough is different. right? Maybe Sa'or, there are some Sa'ors that, yeah, Nechinami. Even if there's 101 against it, you still feel the effects of it. Amar Lehi says, yeah, oh, Atkartan Milsa, you reminded me. Damar Biosi Reb Chanina, lo kal ashir and shavim. Not all shirim are equal. Shaharei tzir, you have brine. That comes out of a fish. Tzir shi'uro karov lamatayim. Tzir is very, very strong. Even close to 200, you need to be mavatalit. Ditznan dag tamei tziro aser. Reb Yud Omer revias bisasayim, which is a huge amount. So you reminded me, so you're right, Nechinami. So the Mishnah can be 101 and 100 in the Reisha and the Seifa, and yet there could be something that's not even batal in 101. V'yam Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo batal. But what do you mean? What did Rabbi Yehuda just say in this Mishnah? That it's batal b'sasayim, but I thought Rabbi Yehuda holds b'mino is never batal. Shiny tzir d'zeya ba'almahu. Tzir is different because it's just literally sweat. It doesn't have the status of a liquid. It's zeya ba'alma. What does that mean? What does that mean? Tosfos zeya ba'alma pirish lo aser ela midrabanan. It's only aser midrabanan, and therefore Tosfos knows other type of seer is aser daraisa, but the seer of dagam is aser midrabanan because it's just zeya ba'alma, which might be understood as saying Rabbi Yehuda's whole chiddush of min b'mino lo batel might only be by isura daraisa. Right, because what is this saying? Zeya ba'alma and Tosfos says, oh, because that's the Rabbanan. So it sounds like then that the whole principle of min b'mino lo batal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only by the Rabbanan. Right, which is not 100% clear. That's what Tosfos says. The Ramban says, no, maybe even if Zeya's daraisa, it's just a garua type of iser, the Ramban would say. Right, so therefore you don't have to read this as daraisa versus the Rabbanan. You could have some daraisas that are very inferior. So therefore it is batel. You could have some drabanans that are very strong, that are not batel. That's the Ramban, right? That doesn't mean dafka that it is, drabanan. He says, he quotes like Tosfos first, mi drabanan hu da'aser, but then he quotes, v'efshar lafarish, ha'darminan zeya ba'alma hi lomar de'zeyahu v'rachmana asra, v'lomar achmarinan bala misra min b'mino b'mashehu, de'chidishu. It's daraisa, the Torah asers it, but it's a chiddushu. V'im amru b'isur and atzman b'mashu yomer b'zeo sayin b'mashu. Okay, so that's the Ramban says you don't have to, you're not forced into saying that. Okay. Baiter. Ketzad misha'arinan. So how do we measure? How do we measure? So this is back in the Mishnah, the beginning, right? With the beginning, where did this whole section start? Tzadi vav amibes. 96b. Back, the parak started off on that petes. But this issue of Tam Kikr started off here at Tzadi Vav Mabez. And the Mishnah said, how do you measure it? How do you measure it? So the language of the Mishnah was, Kibasar Belefes, like meat in turnips. That's how you measure it. Amar Avuna, Kibasar Berashi Lefasos, the heads of the turnips, which Rashi explains are stronger. They're stronger, and therefore you would need more Basar to have an effect on the Rashi Lefasos. Masnisan deloki aitana detanya Rabbi Shmuel benosh Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer ein begidin benosein tam. The Mishnah, which talks about the effect of the tam of the gid, so that is against Rabbi Shmuel, who holds ein begidin benosein tam. Continuing, and then we'll talk about this. Hahu tos lakamid Rabbi Chanina. Someone was giving in front of Rabbi Chanina, Abi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina Ababa. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina was sitting outside the gate. We had a story like this earlier in the Masechta. Ki nafik, so when the questioner went out, Amar Lei, my Amar Lecha. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina asked, nu, what did he paskin? Amar Lei, Sharya Nilei. He said he paskin mutter. Paskin, the gid was not Mosef Tom into the other items. Amar Lei, Hadr Alei Lekamei, go back in front of him. Amar, and then he comes back, so then the rabbi inside says, Manta ka mitzarli, who is being mitzarmi? Zil emale, go tell him, lamanti yasav ababa, to the one sitting at baba, ein begidin, beno saint tam. Right, there's no begidin, doesn't have, there's no iser begidin, beno saint tam, it doesn't have taste, right, it's eitz ba'alma, the Torah asers it, but there's no tam. So therefore, even if it's cooked together, don't worry about it. Kiyos l'kamed Rabbi Ami, mishadu l'kamed Rabbi Yisrael bar Chalov. So when Rabbi Ami used to get a question like this, he used to send it to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Chalov de Mori Bala Atera, Mishum de Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because he had a Mesorah that it was Mutter, and that's why he sent it to him, maybe because he knew that it was questionable, but he knew there was what to be Somechan, so even though he himself wasn't comfortable with doing it, with being Matarit, he sent it to, maybe he knew this one needed the Heter. V'leilo Sirele, but he himself didn't hold of it. V'hilchasa, ein begidim benosin tam. But the halacha is, ein begidim benosin tam. Rashi says, the Shimno, the Chelev, we begin has tam. Right, v'dafka bo, aval shimno, yeshba benosin tamim, lo natamim b'shamno, oser. The tam is there, but only of the fat and not of the gid itself. The Rashba here says it's a tam kalush. It's a weak tam. So what does this mean? What's this machlokas about? So if you look in the Chavos Das is the Nesivos on Yeridea. You look in the Chavos Das, says in Simin Kuf in the back, Os Zayin, says the Chavos Das. You can't say gid has no taste. Right, the question is this machlokas mitzias? Elavada de yesh lo tam. There is some type of tam. Raksha chokin em yesh koach bahatam le esar achirim. It does taste like something. The question is, does it have power to be oser others? So basically he says what many say, there is some tam, but the question is it enough tam to aser? That is the question that is under discussion of ein begidim enoshin tam or yesh begidim enoshin tam. The Menachas Chinuch, and we'll end with this, the Menachas Chinuch discusses a mitzvah gimel, all the way at the beginning of the Torah, Os Yudbeis, Gimel Yudbeis. We know usually if you do an Aveir B'Shogeg, you have Kapar with Shuva. Sometimes you bring a Karban, sometimes you have to bring a Karban, but Shuva is Machaper. But if you do an Aveir B'Mezid, generally, most Aveirs B'Mezid don't bring a Karban. You could do Shuva for them too. But, the Rambam says in Ilchos Shuva, Aver B'Mezid, right? Shuva Tola V'Yom Kippur Machaper. Yom Kippur Machaper. But, says the Menachas Chinuch, what about Gidin? Why would Gidin should be worse? If you say, Eid B'Gidin B'Nos Saint Tom, then why are you eating this? He says, if it doesn't have taste, usually you eat something not kosher, so you have a mumer l'teyavon. You can't stop yourself. But this doesn't have any taste. So again, according to the Chavos Das, I don't think the Minchas Chinuch Chashi gets off the ground. It does have some taste. The question is just, does it have a taste enough to aser? But if you take, said the Minchas Chinuch, literally, ein v'gidim no sitam, what's the language we had earlier? Eitz ba'alma. It's like a piece of wood. It has no taste. So then why are you eating this? L'chori, you're just eating it lahachas. You're eating it just as a, more than amazing, right? Yadra of Ose Remia. Shemavur bedarav tevas lahaches lav dafka rak ba'avera diyesh lo hanaa osem machmas tavas nafsho v'lo havichil Hashem aval be'ein lo hanaa mistama havikamol lahaches. If you're not getting any hanaa, why are you doing this? Stam to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, and therefore that'll be more of a chil Hashem, and then shuva might be even more difficult. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. If you say ein begidin osein tam, it could be his ha'ara. It could be that it would be very difficult. It would be more chamor than other averos. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses this. Menachas Chinuch, it had his gid hanasha stack up against other isurim, right? If you have a choice, somebody's pikuach nefesh, they have to violate a nisser, which is the lesser of isurim, right? Do you say, on the one hand, you might say, gid hanasha is less of an nisser, because you aren't even getting hana from it. You're not getting hana from it. So isn't that better? You're not being mishana me avera? But on the other hand, no. It might be worse. Because when you do it, in a regular case, because you're being, mishane me'avera. Then he discusses a little bit, the Chassam Sofer in Parshat Tetzaveh, where the Gemara says in Megillah, so why were the people of Shushan punished? Because they were nehene misudoso shel Achashverosh. Nehene. The question is, why were they punished? They didn't have a choice, right? They were anusim. So the Chassam Sofer says, no, they could have eaten tons of food before they went, and therefore when they come to the Suda, it would be nechshav nechila gasa, and they wouldn't get any hana from it, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But they didn't do that. They were mishana from the Suda, and then he talks about Gidanasha in this context as well. Anyway, interesting discussion. Just at the end, he quotes that there is a Yalkut Ruveni, which says, Kala ochel betishabav, Kilu ochel gid hanasha. Medrash pliya. What does that mean? If somebody eats on Tisha B'Av, it's like they eat the gid hanasha. So he quotes from the Stipler, he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, his brother-in-law from the Stipler, that there are 365 days of the year, as we know, and 365 lavim, right? The assays are connected to the sinews, and the lavim are connected to the days of the year. Kol yom keneged lav achir. The yom Tisha B'Av, who keneged lav, shall gid hanasha. Must be a Masorah. Whoa. Right? Gidon Asha, we might say that Gidon Asha, as we started off this parak with, Gidon Asha symbolizes the galus, and that Hashem is with us, and even though we're limping, there's going to be a time, Azarchalo Hashemesh. So maybe that's the connection between Gidon Asha, which symbolizes fighting in galus, and the eventual, the Zricha, Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. So maybe there's a deeper idea here about Kalocha B'Tisha B'Av, Kilocha Gidon Asha, the parallel between the two. Okay, maybe just one, this is going to remind me, just to end with this, right, it says, he was sitting at the Baba, so go tell the person who was sitting at the Baba this case. Remember, there's a humorous Gemara in the Nedarim, the end of the ninth parak, Daf Samach Vav Mabez, where there is two, a husband and wife that had different dialects, so whenever they spoke to each other, you know, it didn't really work out. Hahu bar Bavel, the Salak la'arad Israel, Nasivitsa, Amar la Bashili Trey Talfi, Bashili Trey, where's this, Bach, Bashili Trey, Talfachi, right, something else. Rosachale got angry, but she didn't cook what he asked. Lamachar Amala Bashili Garyua, Bashile Garyuva, a little different. Amar la Zili, I see le Trey Butzini, go bring me two Butzini. That means two lights. Bring me two lights outside. Azlas for icy litre shargi. She brought fires. Amarla zili tabri on a resha de baba. Go break this on Bubba's at the doorway outside. I mean, I don't want this. Just get this out of here. Just throw it and break it outside. She goes out. Have a yasaf Bubba ben Buta a baba. Bubba ben Buta was sitting at the baba. Outside. The Kadoin Dina, and he was doing a judgment. Ozus Vatavis Yon al Reshe. So she breaks it on his head. Right? Because he said, break this on the head of the Baba outside. He meant like the gate. And Baba Ben Buta was sitting out there. Amrallah, Ma'adein Da'avis. He says, What do you do that for? What do you do that for? Amrallah, Kach Tziyun Tzivani Baalei. That's what my husband told me to do. Amar, Atasi Ritzon Baalech, Hamakom Yotzi Mimcha Shnei Banim, Kababa Ben Buta. Gives her a bracha. But anyway, that's the story about sitting at the Baba, and that's what comes up here. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. Enjoy tomorrow's daf is the Pirush Mishnayos, the Pirush Mishnayos of the ages. The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos on Daf Kuf and Chulin about the source of our halachic Mesorah that comes up on tomorrow's daf, and the Hashem will pick up after that. Okay, we will stop here.